This is American Roots, where we're revisiting the folk revival from the 1940s into the 60s, as well as its survivors and new advocates. With musicians like Woody Guthrie and Lead Belly as leading sources of folk music, the movement grew when urban people called city billies and folk nicks sought to recreate the sounds of rural America, from the Mississippi Delta and Piedmont blues to banjo and fiddle tunes of Appalachia and cowboy songs from the West. From our archives, we'll bring you conversations with figures of the folk scene, Pete Seeger trying to get an entire nation singing, and Alan Lomax on a quest to document deep tradition. Also songs and stories with Jerry Garcia, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, Jim Queskin, and Bonnie Raitt. Our folk revival revisited begins with a Woody Guthrie classic highway song from Doc and Merle Watson on American Roots.
Who's going down this road feeling bad? Bad luck's all I've ever had. Going down this road feeling bad, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Got me way down in jail on my knees. This old jailer, he sure is hard to please. Feed me on cornbread and peas, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. How do you feel about it, Merle? Sweet mama won't buy me no shoes. Lord, she's left me with these lonesome jailhouse blues. My sweet mama won't buy me no shoes, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. And these $2 shoes, they hurt my feet. The jailer won't give me enough to eat. Lord, these $2 shoes, they hurt my feet, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna treat it this way. I'm going where the climate suits my clothes. Lord, I'm going where these chilly winds never blow. Climate suits my clothes, Lord, Lord, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Yes, I'm going down this road feeling bad, Lord, 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 I'm going down this road feeling bad. And bad luck's all I've ever had, it sure is, and I ain't gonna be treated this way. Pick it one time.
Guitarist Doc Watson from Deep Gap, North Carolina, the master picker there with his son Merle on Going Down This Road Feeling Bad. You know, it's hard to do a folk show without Doc, and especially tunes by the Oklahoma songster Woody Guthrie. Woody's best remembered for one song among many. Here's the late radio raconteur Studs Terkel.
What should be our national anthem? Obviously, this land is your land. That's our national anthem. That's the real national. Nothing about bombs bursting in air. Or sanctimonious blessings, you know, that God has given us. I'm talking about, of course, naturally, the God Bless America and the Star-Spangled Banner. Since when are they anthems? The anthem of this land is your land, this land was made for you and me. If I were to name one, it would have to be Woody.
This land is your land, and this land is my land, from the California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters, this land was made for you and me.
Woody's daughter, Nora Guthrie.
One of the first things I discovered that most people don't know is that it was actually written in New York City.
He was hitchhiking from California to New York. February. You can imagine how cold it was with his thumb sticking out there and the cars going zzz, zzz. Somebody'd be standing there sometime for hours before he'd get a lift.
He had just literally blown into town in a snowstorm and kind of had scraps of this song kind of lying around in his pocket.
It was the year that Kate Smith had a hit record of God Bless America. And his first verses had a last line, God blessed America for me.
Something struck a chord in him, you know, a kind of ironic chord. Who's blessing America? And what Americans are being blessed? The people that he was encountering didn't appear to be blessed in that sense. They certainly weren't blessed with success or monetary goods and not even homes or cars or clothing or food.
In the 1930s, capitalism was under fire. The Depression was bringing capitalism to its knees. Working people, not tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, but millions of people, were doing without. And Woody was merely reflecting in song what he saw.
When the sun comes shining, then I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, the dust clouds rolling, voice coming chanting, and the fog was lifting. This land was made for you and me.
And when I first heard that song, I must say, I didn't think it was a great song. I said, that's the most ordinary tune, da 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 dee 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 dee, over and over and over. I said to myself, this is one of Woody's lesser efforts.
Actually, the original title is God Bless America, and he wrote it as a response to Irving Berlin's song. And so if you look at the original lyric, the last line of every chorus is, God bless America for me. And then he turned it around at the very end, I think probably on the day that he finally wrote up this final version, and crossed off the title and changes it to an affirmative, this land is made for you and me. And that change turns the song from an insignificant parody into a quintessential American statement of what our government and our people and our land are really all about.
Woody had the genius of simplicity. Some people can get complicated, but Woody knew how to get simple.
And in five or six verses, he kind of nails it. The East Coast, the West Coast, the good and the bad, the relief offered, the issue of private property and capitalism. He kind of covers it in five or six verses with a very catchy chorus. And that's probably his genius if you look at all of his songs. You know, that's the beauty of him.
Woody Guthrie's daughter, Nora. Also Pete Seeger and historian Guy Logsdon. You can hear a whole program about Woody Guthrie at AmericanRoots.org. One of the people directly influenced by Woody Guthrie, along with Bob Dylan, was Elliot Charles Adnepas, a doctor's son who grew up in Brooklyn, went to see the rodeo at Madison Square Garden, and later learned to be a cowboy known as Ramblin' Jack Elliot.
Traveled around on a scooter for 6 years in Europe, singing on street corners. And I was singing a lot of Woody Guthrie's songs because I'd met Woody and traveled with him and sang with him. Came back, went to visit Woody, bumped into Bob Dylan in one day. Surprised, because I hadn't heard about him at all, and I'd been communicating with some friends back in the States from Europe, you know, sending postcards, and they were talking about Woody. These friends were friends of Woody's, and they used to take him out of the hospital so that his nearby friends could visit him in a pleasant place up in their apartment rather than have to go to that hospital where he was in New Jersey. They were in East Orange, New Jersey. That's where Bob got that remark. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
So one morning when the sun was warm, I rambled out of New York town. Pulled my cap down over my eyes, headed out for the western skies. So long, New York. Howdy, East Orange.
Howdy, East Orange.
Bob Dylan talking New York City blues. Robert Zimmerman from Hibbing, Minnesota, the son of a dry goods store owner who carefully studied traditional songs, loved Woody Guthrie, wrote protest material, love songs. Well, you know the rest.
How many roads must a man walk down before you call him a man? How many seas must the white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? Yes, and how many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many years can a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea? Yes, and how many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? Yes, and how many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. Yes, and how many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? Yes, and how many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? Yes, and how many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
From the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan, 1963. More Dylan coming up when he electrified Newport later on This American Roots. There were growing folk scenes in cities across America in the early 60s, including San Francisco. I spoke to Jerry Garcia in 1989 about his beginnings as a guitar and banjo player. The Grateful Dead had been a Bay Area jug band called the Warlocks, with bluesy and psychedelic leavening. A major musical source for Jerry Garcia was a beloved record collection of old 78s, reissued on the new format, LPs, the Anthology of American Folk Music, published on Folkways Records in 1952, caught his ear.
Well, that was my first exposure to real folk music. I mean, before that, what I heard was all secondhand stuff. Was, you know, the sort of stuff like the Kingston Trio and that, you know, strictly top 40 folk music. And I mean, even up to and including Pete Seeger and that sort of the city billies and the, you know what I mean, city folk interpreters of what was really rural music. I didn't really understand the distinction. It wasn't until I was exposed to that Harry Smith collection of folkway stuff, and I heard all these records, and I said, my God, listen to that stuff. This stuff has incredible energy, and it's has amazing strength.
Basically,
power.
The bootleg 78s that were reissued when the commercial recordists were recording oral tradition from the 20s and 30s.
Absolutely right. That's exactly right. And that was the stuff where I started to really appreciate. That's where I learned down claw hammer picking or frailing or whatever you want to call it, drop thumb. From listening to the Clarence Ashley cuts on that one album, there's three sets of double albums, if I remember correctly, in the Harry Smith collection, and the first one of them has a couple of those Clarence Ashley tunes on it, I think, and also Mississippi John Hurt. I mean, that record almost set me up. I love it. It is one of the most beautiful records. It's just gorgeous sounding.
build me a log cabin on a mountain so high so I can see Willie as he goes on by. Pretty bird, she wobbles as she flies. She never hollers cuckoo till the 4th of July. I've played cards in England. I've played cards in Spain. I'll bet you $10 I beat you next game. Jackie Diamonds, Jackie Diamonds, I've known you from old. Now you rob my poor pocket of my silver and my gold.
Clarence Ashley's 1929 recording of the British song The Cuckoo and was one of Jerry Garcia's favorites from the Anthology of American Folk Music, assembled by avant-gardist Harry Smith. Clarence Ashley was also part of Doc Watson's Blue Ridge Mountain community of music, and they played together over the years. In a minute, our conversation with Pete Seeger, who also influenced Jerry Garcia, and folklorist Alan Lomax, when American Roots returns.